Welcome to a brand new Masechta, a brand new tractate, Maseches Nedarim. We'll begin with a little bit of an introduction to the Masechta, and then we'll jump right in. The Torah teaches us that if a person ish ki yidor neder la Hashem, if a person makes a neder, a vow to Hashem, or he shav ashvor, he swears an oath, lesar isar al nafshay, to prohibit something on himself, lo yachal dvar, he's not allowed to violate his words, kechal hayotze mipiv yaseh, he has to keep everything that comes out of his mouth. Now, there's two types of prohibitions, oaths that a person could take. One is called a neder, which is what this Masechta, this tractate, focuses on, and the other is called a shavua. A shavua, when one swears to do something or not to do something, is what we call in halacha an iser gavra, which means to say it takes effect on the person. So if a person says, I make a shavua, I swear that I'm not going to eat this object, it's as if he created a barrier between himself and the object. But he himself has the obligation or the prohibition of fulfilling the shavua that he took. A neder, which is what we will discuss here, is what we refer to as iser chevtza. It's in the object. And it's as if a person says, for example, this particular loaf of bread should be prohibited on me like a carbon, like a sacrifice. Well, then iser, prohibition, takes effect in the actual object itself. So that's the key difference between a neder and a shavua. Again, a shavua is when a fellow prohibits the object to himself, but the prohibition is on him, on the gavra, on the individual. When a person makes a neder, they're prohibiting the actual object, like a carbon, like a sacrifice, like something else, as we'll see. I just want to point out that this is a very powerful concept. That means to say, the same way that the Rebbe Shalom, that the master of the universe, was able to take a piece of non-kosher meat and intrinsically give it spiritual prohibition, a human being through speech has that power as well. We too can make something prohibited on us, if we can even say such a thing, just like Hashem himself. So this is a very powerful thing to realize, the incredible power of our speech. So let's jump into the first Masechta, Mishnah, with a brief introduction. There's really three approaches to making a neder, to taking a vow, to prohibiting an object on a person. Number one is the actual neder itself, the actual vow itself. So he says it properly. He says that this loaf of bread should be prohibited on me like a carbon, like a sacrifice. That's a complete neder. He said it in its entirety. He said the right type of expression. And then it would become prohibited on him. The actual object would contain iser, prohibition. The second concept or idea is called a yad, which means when the fellow doesn't explicitly conclude the entire neder, the entire vow, he says part of it. So if a person says, for example, mudrani mimcha she'eini oichalach, which means to say, I'm making a neder prohibiting me from eating from you, but he doesn't say kikarban, that the prohibition should be like a sacrifice. So he says part of the neder. And then finally we have something in halacha called a kinui, where a person does say the complete expression, but instead of saying it should be prohibited on me like a carbon, he uses some nickname for carbon, like kainam. We'll see in the Mishnah what some of those may possibly be. So let's begin the Mishnah Aleph. It says the Mishnah, kol kinuye nedarim kinedarim. Anytime that a person makes a kinui, they make a nickname to the neder, it works. And similarly, if a person does a yad, which is they only do part, a yad is kind of like a handle, you're able to hold the object by just holding part of it. That works as well. V'charamim k'charamim, if a person does a nickname in making a cherim is when one prohibits an object by making it holy, by consecrating it to the Beis HaMikdash. U'shvuos k'shvuos, if a person says a shvua, and they use a kinui, they use a nickname, it works as well. U'naziris k'naziris, and similarly when one takes a naziris, we just learned Maseches Nadir, Maseches Nazir, when one vows to make a nazir, but they use a nickname for the word nazir, it would work as well. Now the Mishnah will discuss yadis, which is partial nidarm, where one only says part of the expression. So the Mishnah says, if one person says, mudrani mimcha, I am prohibited with a neder from you. Mufreshani mimcha, I am separated through a neder from you. Muruchkani mimcha, I am distanced from you. She'eini yoichalach, and he adds the words, that I not eat from you. She'eini tayamlach, that I not taste anything from you. Asar, then halacha is that it works in that situation, even though he only said part of it, he didn't say the word karban, but it still prohibits it. Menuda milach. If a person says, I am a menuda, menuda means somebody that's ostracized or excommunicated. Rabbi Kiva wasn't 100% sure if that is saying meruchkani, like distancing someone from themselves, and therefore, misafik, out of doubt, he would err on the side of caution and prohibit. The Mishnah concludes, Kenidre Rishayim, if a person adds the words that it should be prohibited to you, like the vows of Rishayim of wicked people, says the Mishnah, then Nadar ben Nazir ubekarban ubeshvua. If there was a Nazir passing in front of us and says, I should be like Nidre Rishayim, like the vows of people who are wicked. So the Nazirus does work. Or if an animal is standing in front of him and he says, this animal should be Kenidre Rishayim. It becomes like a carbon, like a sacrifice. Or if an object is in front of him, a loaf of bread, and he says, like the vows of Rishayim, of wicked people, that I'm not going to eat this, the Shvua takes effect, the vow takes effect. Why? Because wicked people are very callous and all the time are promising and swearing and vowing. However, if Hel says Kenidre Ksherim, if he added some words and he says that it's like the netter of Ksherim, appropriate, holy people, Loyam Raklum, then nothing becomes prohibited because they don't make Nidarim, they don't take vows. However, if a person says, can advise some, if he says, like the nedava, like the donations of holy people, nadar benazir, let's say he said, I am a nazir, like the donations or like the contributions of a good person, then he's a nazir, ube karban. Similarly, when it comes to bringing a karban, a sacrifice. However, by a shavua, if a person says, can advise rishayim, that it's like the donation, the contribution of a appropriate person, it doesn't work because people who are on a good level, a positive level, never make a shvua whatsoever. Ritz Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue Mishnah Beis, wishing you a fantastic day and so happy to have you along the journey for yet another Masechta.